Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's sermon is based on the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, which is a reading concerning the Good Shepherd who is Jesus Christ. Please especially consider this verse. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So far our text. A couple of months ago, when the coronavirus situation was beginning to ramp up, I remember hearing a headline. It was, I believe, about certain U.S. congressmen who, after leaving a committee meeting that projected the impact of the virus situation, went and immediately sold all their stocks. I might have a few of the details wrong, but that was the basic headline or story as I remember it. And the story immediately aroused in me a sense of anger and cynicism against governmental leaders and their selfishness. Upon reflection, however, it was useful for me to think, how would I have responded in that situation? You leave such a meeting. You know your bank account is severely threatened. Would you protect your money? It's not like you're stealing from anyone. And this isn't like insider trading, where one deliberately uses their power for the purpose of getting privileged stock information. You were invited to this meeting. And incidentally, you left the meeting knowing more about a situation likely to affect the economy, and therefore your stock interests. Would you do anything about it? And to take the thought further, would you call family or friends? Tell them to sell their stocks? Could you do that? Should you do that? The fact is that in this world, certain men and women have been and always will be given privileged positions and information that the rest of us don't have. And it is not possible for human beings to care about everyone equally. Scripture says that you have a duty to love everyone, but that if you don't care about your brother or your household, something is especially wrong with you. People naturally feel responsible for those closest to them, them whom they know and love. And people do not naturally feel responsible for those masses of people elsewhere whom they've never met. And especially in a government that is founded on the law and not the gospel, leaders will not, by nature, have the power to truly care for everybody. It's just a fact. And it is suspicious to me to hear someone say that they care deeply about people they know nothing about, individually. It sounds nice, but it cannot be true. What all this brings to mind with respect to the gospel reading today is this. Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I have difficulty thinking of how a shepherd would die for his sheep. Of course, it's really a metaphor that I think can be better understood by us to indicate the relationship of a close-knit family. And so the shepherd is like the parent. I wouldn't die for a sheep that I was raising to shear and slaughter anyway. But I would die for my wife. I would die for my children. And I would do so without a moment's thought about it. I would do it instinctively and heartily. And this is not because I am a Christian, or because I have the Holy Spirit. It's because I am a man. And naturally, families and close friends, which are familiar people, will die for one another. There is such a love that is natural, familial, and belongs to all but the most debased and deadened of conscience people. By nature, the pain of losing someone you care about is stronger than your own fear of death. This gives us an example to help us understand Jesus' love for us and our responsive love for him. Jesus has sheep. He has family. He has those he is familiar with. Familiar is what family means. And this family is his gathered flock, his church, who is spiritually gathered all 7 days of the week, but for at least one day, they physically gather together in the sheepfold of the church. This can be a building, but it must be a building wherein Jesus' voice is spoken and heard. As he says a little later, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Government officials, MPAs and such, who have never met you individually, they can't possibly care for you. They can generically care for all citizens. They can honor and respect their generic duty towards all people, and they should, and I believe many do. But it is impossible to truly care for someone you don't know personally. In the midst of this crisis, therefore, remember, those who make the highest level decisions for the good of our nation, they don't know you. They can't possibly care about you personally, the way they care about their own family, or the way you care about yours. They are hirelings. And while the wolf is able to be kept at bay, be that wolf the present virus or any other widespread calamity, while that danger is manageable, they will remain to govern. But if things were to get extremely threatening and deadly, don't trust that they will remain at their post. They will take themselves and their family to a safe place that you will not be able to go. At least, don't trust them not to do that. Trust not in leaders. They are but mortal, and they run from death when he attacks their family. It is only Jesus Christ, who is the life and the light of the world, who is able to save his family by surrendering to death and winning eternal life for them. It is amazing to me how many people are heartbroken and who cry and mourn when a celebrity dies. Celebrities don't know their fans and can't really care for them personally. But Jesus knows his sheep personally, He knows them intimately and more. And in obedience to his Father, he came to us and offered his flesh and blood on the cross to pay for the sins of the whole world. Yes, it is true that for each and every sinner on the face of the world, he paid the price and made the way for their salvation. But make no mistake, he did it for his sheep. He did it for his church. He did it for his elect and chosen people. He did it for you. Scripture says of Jesus, "But for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning the shame." That joy that was set before him, that motivated Christ to take up his cross, that joy was not for the scoffers and the mockers and hypocrites and unrepentant masses who remain in their sin and care nothing for Jesus or his sheep. That joy that was set before Jesus was not joy for those who have the devil as their father and refuse to know God. The joy that was set before Jesus was you, his church, those who trust in him, talk to him in prayer, seek forgiveness through him, and desire to keep his commands and live a life according to his word. And he guards you like a mother hen guards her chicks, always and even now in the present crisis. If my child, my own child, was terminally ill, and I could give my life to save his, I would joyfully do it, because the health and life and happiness of my children is my joy. I am not a hireling to them. I am their father. Such as it was for Christ and his church. Because if I, who am a sinful man, would die for my family, how much more would Christ, who is God in the flesh, die for his sheep? And so he did. Jesus tells a parable about a man who went into a field and found a treasure. He covered the treasure, went and bought the whole field for the sake of obtaining the treasure. So it is, Jesus Christ went into the field of the world and he found a treasure. He found his sheep, his people, those who hear his voice and follow him. He found his church when he came down from heaven. And he covered it with the humility and weakness by which he marked his own coming into this world, emptying himself and taking the form of a servant. So too, his church is covered in servanthood. He then went and bought the field, bought the whole world, redeemed the sin of the whole world of each and every person. And he did this for the sake of the treasure he found there. His family, the church, the sheep of his Father, who will never be snatched from his almighty hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Amen.